This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Agriculture workers in Colorado could unionize under a bill scheduled for a final vote soon. CPR's Benta Berkland reports from the Capitol.
The bill would require farmers and ranchers to give their workers overtime and weekly hours. Democratic sponsor Representative Karen McCormick is a veterinarian and chairs the House Agriculture Committee.
No workers are any more or less, or no less unique, no less human, no less deserving of these basic rights.
But Republicans, including Representative Terry Carver, who grew up in a ranching family, say the measure doesn't square with the reality on the ground.
When it is calving season, there is no 40-hour week. There is no 12-hour day, folks.
A rulemaking to determine what constitutes a regular work week will happen if the bill passes. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A new report says college enrollment dropped the least in Colorado than any other state between 2019 and 2020. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
State funding for higher education has increased in the past couple of years, but since 2001, it's dropped 33%. Colorado spends the third least in the nation per student. Sophia Latterman is with an association that represents state higher education leaders.
Colorado has one of the biggest equity gaps, both in who goes to college and who graduates from college.
The report says Colorado is one of seven states where students in four-year colleges pay more than 75% of the cost of their education, despite having a wider tax base than most places. Colorado allocates just 3% of its total tax and lottery revenues to higher ed. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.